This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Since the start of the pandemic, many people have been looking for more activities to do at home. And given the numbers, reading more books has been one of those things. Print sales are up almost 8% this year, according to industry research from NPD BookScan. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on just who's benefiting from that increase.
In a normal year, book people in downtown Austin would host 300 or more in-person events. That's readings, signings, book clubs. This year, 67.
Translating those into sales is a challenge.
That's Book People's general manager, Charlie Rasek. She says they've had a website for years, but when the stay-at-home order hit Austin in March, they weren't prepared.
We had to do a really hard pivot to put some infrastructure in place to be able to support driving 100% of our sales to our website.
And she says Austinites are looking for a way to buy books locally. Nationally, Kristen McLean at the NPD Book Group says there have been a few specific market segments that outperformed in 2020, from March to May when schools began to close.
Children's categories, especially around education and activity, jumped by over 200%.
And then she says over the summer,
we had the rise of Black Lives Matter. So that drove a really interesting rise in adult nonfiction around racial justice, around history.
Ebooks and audiobook sales are up too, and Amazon, Walmart, and the like benefited the most from it all. But Allison Hill, CEO of the American Booksellers Association, is optimistic for indies.
During the pandemic, we saw 59 independent bookstores close, but at the same time, you know, we saw 35 independent bookstores open.
She thinks the pandemic actually helped some independent bookstores by growing their online presence to compete with Amazon. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.